Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you know what? Let me see if I can see you two down here again.
Maria, touching me. Maria, touching me.
And I thank God for how far he brought her.
Mm-hmm.
And he just blessed and
Amen. You want to say something, Mama Mary?
I'm just excited to be here and share in this momentous occasion. I'm just so proud of you and what God is doing in your life and how many women you're blessing and just using your life story, really the life that you're living, to give encouragement to other women.
Amen.
What a blessing to be. Just praise God for it.
Amen. Thank you all so much. Amen. I was trying to... my computer right now was frozen. I was trying to, so I could see some of the comments at the bottom. I don't know. Are y'all able to see them? No?
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can? Oh, good. Okay, so they could see them. All right, so that's good. So, all right, as long as y'all can see them, that's good. So good morning to everybody. Good morning, good morning. So could you see a Mama Mary?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. All right, good. Okay, so we're going to get started. So on today, we're going to be talking about I will trust. I will trust. I mean, who are you trusting it on today? Just talking about the woman with the issue of blood. And I just love how she was so passionate about being healed. That's all right, Mike. They can see a baby. They were so passionate. She was so passionate about being healed and so passionate about being restored. And it's something I know all of us can attest to this when we are striving towards something and how we feel the Lord just pressing us. And it doesn't matter your age, whether you're 19, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, you still feel that press on the inside of you. I just love you all because I ask you all to come on because, and there's so many other women, you know, who are so powerful in the Lord who are seasoned women, but know the faith of the faith of God, not just having faith in God, but just knowing what it is to soar through life challenges because you live longer and how you still standing, how you still serving. And you may not be out like you used to, but you're still on the phone. You're still on the computers. You're still helping women and men out today. And I just love you all for that. But I'm just getting ready to get into the text here, talk about this here powerful woman. And I'll begin at the 25th verse, and you all can chime in and stop me if you want to. That's fine. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him. I'm coming from Mark chapter 5, beginning with, I guess, with the 24th verse. And through him, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, came into the place behind and touched his garment. I'm going to just put a pause right there. First, just being in a situation where this woman actually stepped out and she did things that was not traditional. Because back then when a woman was on her menstrual, you all know that she was considered as unclean. So it was a whole ritual that she even had to go through just after her menstrual stopped. But what I love about this woman is that she exhausted all her resources, everything that she could possibly have just for healing. And how many of us have exhausted everything that we have just so God can help us or just so we can help somebody else out? And sometimes we stop because we become frustrated because of life challenges and doors that's closed on us and we don't move forward. It could be anything. It could be a house. It could be a car, whatever is going on in your life. Sometimes we stop and we give up and we just say, I'm throwing in the towel. This woman spent everything she possibly had. She could have been in foreclosure, but she still was fighting. And sometimes we have actually stopped in the midst of God just show before he even show up in our life. And how many times as women you all say to your children, you need to exhaust all your resources. You need to exhaust everything, you know, before you say, hey, I'm giving up on this thing.
Amen. Hey, Winnie, you want to say something?
Uh-huh. Yes, go ahead.
You know, before you get to that place in life with your children, you have to go through that a long time. Because we are born with a sin nature first. And as soon as problems come up, the sin nature arises. So the trust in God it takes a time to build. You went through so many different things. That's the reason why she went to so many different doctors, to build that trust. You don't get trust overnight. So you talk to your children, that's because you have been through a whole lot in your life in order to give advice like that. And God's going to be there. We have to grow into that first sin nature. Then you are Christian, accepting the Lord as your Savior. That nature takes over later because you're so used to that sin nature. You was born with that sin nature. So that's why I said you must be born again, get that new nature. And it's still going to be there, but you got to bury that. And then you can go on and raise your children and giving them advice about what you would do. You'd be saying to yourself, as old as you get, you'd be saying, what would Jesus do? There's no more, what would I do? What would Jesus do in this case? And that's how you build up that nature. That's what I have to say about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're right about that. You're right about that. You want to say something? I hear y'all agreeing with this.
Yeah, in this text, I just love the strength that's shown through this example of this woman. First of all, she didn't have no issue for no short time. 12 years is a long time to be dealing with bleeding. And then going to all these doctors, and all the things she came from the doctor with is the same pain that she already had. And further than that, she exhausted all her money. Used all her resources, and then she went from worse to worse. Then she heard, and that blows my mind. Heard about
Jesus.
She heard about Jesus, and when she heard about Jesus, check this out, she said to herself, and this is another thing, we got to mind what kind of self-talk we talk to ourselves. I love the affirmation. I will be well. That's the affirmation right there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
She was sure about that thing. She was sure about that thing. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch him. And back up a little bit, like what Mary just said, is that she heard about Jesus. So ever since she had heard that he was a healer.
Tell somebody. You tell them what I did.
Yes.
You know, and give me the glory. Give me the praise. Don't give the doctor.
Yes.
But I went to the doctor and said, I had cancer, and the Lord healed it. And she said, you want to write a story, and tell about the cancer. I said, well, I'll write a story. I got to give God the glory. And that's what he won. I said, I'm going to take it away from your experience. I got to give God his due. And they said, okay, that's the way you want it. It's a God one. Amen.
Yes.
And lay on the knees and try and give God the glory.
That's right.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Oh, my God. Yes. Amen. I just wanted to back up just a little bit, if I could jump in, ladies. Y'all three just carrying on. But I wanted to back up to what our girl was saying, was that early on she was saying that about you all had to be changed first. You know what I mean? And you had to grow in your faith, you know, to trust the Lord, then give it to your children. Because I remember as coming up, and you know, the way I handled things was, you know, getting drunk and having a good time. And I buried myself in that. And you all were like, but because my mother's life was changed and she was saved, she was like, that's not how you handle that. This is what I got to give to you. This is how you trust God. This is how you overcome it with the word of God, with prayer, with fasting, with trusting and believing God. And I remember in my younger days, I was my early, no, mm-mm. Let me see, maybe about 20 years old, or maybe 18 and 19. And Mama Mary said, I was on my way out to a club. And she always knew when to call me. Lord have mercy. She always knew when to call me. And she called me right when I was getting ready to go out. And she allowed me to go on all her business trips with her. So she taught me how to be a Christian in the secular world, how to do business with them and still be a Christian, you know, and don't feel like you're wavering your faith just because you're around other entrepreneurs who are not saved like you. So she taught me, and my mom taught me how to pray about something. And this is the way you do it. So you turn that drinking and clubbing into something positive and become an individual and become an entrepreneur. And then I began to grow my faith and I joined the church where my mother and Aprilia is from, I met Aprilia, and she began to minister to me as a young woman and continue to grow in my faith. But I understand where you all are coming from in terms of life challenges, becoming saved, where you get rid of that earthly flesh and become saved and become renewed, and this is what you give to people. This is how you can overcome this. But like you all saying, this woman with the issue of blood, when y'all said she heard, and just like when the doctor told Aprilia, well, you write your story of being healed from cancer, she said, no, I ain't writing no story. My story is to praise God so I can continue to testify and spread the good news of the gospel and run through the town, come see a man. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory be to God.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Amen. You don't mess around and have church up in here.
Yes, Lord. Mama Mary's going to take the whole death with it in a minute. So let me just continue on where y'all left off, and oh my God! And I just wanted to touch on verse 26 where she says it grew worse for her. It grew worse. And how many times we go through things in life where we like swimming and can't even see above water because things have become worse. And you all say to yourself, and you say to other women and men who you be ministering to, just keep going. Just keep going through. Keep going through the storm. Because even though it's getting worse, it really is getting better. But that's where your faith comes in at. But because of what you all said about the 12 years, so like Mama Mary said and my mom said, it was a process for her. It was 12 years that this woman had to go. We can't sometimes go through things for a month. Because I know I'll be crying.
Amen. Amen.
But you got to hold on. And you got to keep on going. So after I read verse 27, I'm going to jump down to 28, and it says, for she said, if I should just touch, but his clothes, I shall be whole. She believed that. If I can just touch. She didn't say, maybe if I touch it, I'll be. She said, no, if I can just touch. That means if I can just get to him. So evidently people were surrounding him. And how many times will we have a dream in life, and we want to go through it the same way? No, you can't go through that dream the same way. I heard Tyler Perry say a couple years ago, when you have a dream and you keep going the same way trying to get to that dream, and it doesn't work out for you, sometimes you have to go around another way. But the key is not to let go of the dream. The key is to go another direction to get to that dream.
Right.
And this woman,
right,
after she exhausted her finances, every doctor couldn't heal her, and she heard about Jesus, like y'all said. Woo, glory be to God. Huh, y'all wanted to add something?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, see, when she got to that point, God allowed her to go through that. He allowed that, and so His grace and mercy for it. He allowed her to go from doctor and all that, because, like the blind man said, who heals those children? I don't know. All I can see then, the blind man said, to all the people was a talk man, right? I've been tongue-tied with it. And she was saying her faith had to be built up, and God had to use that situation to let everybody know He's the healer. He's God. And all that woman to be identified through history, all that. He had allowed all that to happen to build us up, to build our faith up, not to give up. And that's why she went through all our long years, because a lot of us still do it. I know I said, you'd be sick, and you're like, where are you going for all that? It's for God's glory. Everything is not just bad. It's for God's glory. How glory, and you can see that He can heal and bring people out of situations at certain times. He allows us to have. So how are we gonna know? How are we gonna know how good God is? How are we gonna know He's a healer? How are we gonna know He's a redeemer? Unless He's gonna have to prove it, but He got to show some evidence that we've seen it. We can tell somebody and build their faith up. And we go through stuff. We can't just complain. God, give me patience. Now, help me hold on, Lord, while you're working. Help me hold on while you're working. And then time we go through that. In the meantime, you're testifying to other people because they're seeing your faith. That's it.
Okay. Amen.
That's an excellent point that God has a permissive will. He permitted that 12 years of struggle.
Yeah.
And
right,
how her faith grew in those 12 years. Somebody must have told her as Martin, that she is a healer.
Yeah. Right.
And she believed that.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
What an encouragement that is for us when we're going through and we don't get our answers immediately.
Yeah.
That if we could realize all along God is involved. God
sees
everything. He knows, so he's growing us. He's growing us. And that faith is growing from faith to faith. What a compliment to know that He loved us so much.
So much.
So much that He's covering us through while we're going through.
Yeah.
And the best way we had that faith, in the end, we're going to win.
Just hold on. Yeah, Michael was just talking about that one yesterday. He was like, Mom, he said, you know, he says, Daniel, he said, just waiting for your prayers to be answered. But how Daniel's prayers was caught up. He said, but the thing is that God answered it. He was just waiting for it to be released to him.
Yeah,
oh, my
God,
and how many times are we waiting, like you said, Mama, they're waiting for God to answer. But you know He's going to come through. We know we're going to come out victorious. We know that we are a winner. Woo, just believe and trust Him. But because she heard, but this woman came out and didn't care whether people consider her as being unclean. She didn't care if people wasn't in her cheerleading corner, you know, of her being healed. She came out by herself and did not care. And sometimes when we do things traditionally, we get so caught up in tradition that we can't even see God that's out of the box. We can't even see her moving in a whole different direction because we're being caught up on, well, it's not traditional for us to do it that way. That woman said, it's about my life. It's about me moving. It's about me being healed. It's about my mind being changed. It's about my whole soul being renewed. So I got to go with the flow. I got to go with the shift. And how many times in life can we allow people, opinions, and what they say about us to keep us down in the pit and not coming up like the grasshoppers, not even wanting to come up, but a lid is always on top. And then it's so when you beat down so bad from so many negative reports and so many disappointments and people, you know, looking down on you and so many shut doors, be like, oh, my God, forget it. Even if the top is off, I'm not going to climb out. But this woman said, it don't matter. These 12 years I went through and I suffered, exhausted all my finances, I know somebody. I heard, like you all said, that there is a healer. I heard. But if I could just touch just the hem of his garment, if I could just touch him, woo, glory be to God. Let me tell you, it's nothing that God can't do that he can't heal.
Mm-hmm. We have a comment from Darlene King.
Okay.
Not just healing, woo, but making us whole.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes, Reverend Darlene. Yes, Reverend Darlene King. Yes, Lord.
And then Dana said God is growing us.
Yes, Dana. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stop a lot of our blessings. Pride stops a lot of our blessings.
Yeah. Why? Because we want nobody to know. We don't want nobody to know. Right. So you stop allowing your blessings because you don't want to say nothing to nobody. And you still you're hung up in the same problem that you had all the time because nobody knew but you. Nobody knows you. But that lady right there, that, with that sister, I'm calling her sister, with the issue of blood, and people other problems, they don't want, when sometimes things get so heavy in life, you don't care who knows because you know God is the only one that can solve it. He's the only one that can solve it, so it doesn't matter what other people think. When she comes, not sure she wasn't the only one out there. You got a blood, people don't be near you, and you come through the crowd. They didn't think about that. That's the last thing on her mind.
Yes.
All she seen was Jesus. She just straight minded Jesus. She didn't even see them people in front of him blocking them.
And he made an example out of her because look how many people were around. It was just a crowd.
I may not have understood it when I was a little girl, but as I grew into a woman,
Woo, Jesus, let me tell you something. Hold on, because see, man's hands changes, but God's hands never change.
Yes.
Woo,
that's
glory
right.
to God.
Lord,
holding
amen.
On to the right person, so I will trust
yes.
in God. Oh, my gosh, Lord have mercy. Is there any more comments, you guys?
No, I feel good. I'm so glad I went to heard this this morning.
I'm going to say, I feel good.
Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I know God was sitting up on that phone somewhere.
Hi, Donna. Yeah, she said, I would trust in the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know good is on. She says, amen.
Amen.
Sandy is on.
Hi, Sandy. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And Camille said, God is all we have.
Honey, all we have. You hear me?
Yes.
All that we have. All that we have.
Yes.
Whew. Glory be to
yes,
God.
Lord.
Let me tell you, I am
yes.
just so filled up on today with this woman
yes.
and her zeal and her tenacity and her just believing that God will draw me up. Can you imagine? You know that you all can attest to this when God moved in your life in such a miraculous way. You can just feel
yes.
it on the inside.
Yes.
Woo, glory.
Lord.
She felt the way
Lord.
It was dried up.
Lord.
And you know, and this is another thing. Sometimes we feel, because someone said to me before, because I'm visually impaired, so they said to me, you know, God don't do things halfway, because I said when I went to the doctors and they diagnosed me, not I'm claiming it, they diagnosed me. I said, they said I
yeah.
have to wear a certain type of glasses. I said, I don't have to wear those kind of glasses. I'm so happy. And someone said to me, God don't do things halfway. He's either going to heal you or, and I said, no, God didn't partially heal me. He just moved in my life away where I didn't have to walk around with those type of glasses on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to be careful what you speak to people. Don't talk to me
oh,
like
yeah.
that about God, you know, because I know him. And even though you are Christian too, I have my own faith in believing in God. And I know when I walked in there, what I asked God for, Lord, please, I know they say I have this disease, miraculous, it's a macular degenerative eye disease. They said that I
mm-hmm.
had it. But please, Lord, don't allow me to have to wear these glasses, God. And he fixed that for me. And even though he
yeah.
may not have taken that away, he gave me a different way of looking at life. Woo, Jesus,
yeah.
if I can't see 2020 again, but a different
yeah,
way of seeing life, a different way
oh.
of moving and shaking in him,
yeah,
a different way
right.
of
that's
solely
right.
relying on him. Oh, Jesus. So don't tell me that he only healed partially. I didn't say that he healed me at all. What I said was he answered my prayers, that I
yes.
did not have to walk around with those type of glasses on. And I still
yes.
trust God. Oh, Jesus. And I'm not angry with
God
him
too,
because
right. Amen.
I can't see 2020 again. It's okay because
yes.
he gave me new lens, and that new lens is Jesus standing before me. Woo, glory.
You don't have to lose the mountain.
And mountains are not smooth anyway.
Your testimony.
Yes.
Mountains are not smooth, so we go through some rough things.
On that day. Amen. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But look out what a
Amen.
Great man of God he was. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He will use you on them.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm not seeing no disability in you, sir.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Seven witnesses, and I thank God for everything.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes.
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 Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
No matter how it looks.
Yes. Now to the left.
So, you know, just be encouraged and don't become frustrated with God. This woman didn't become frustrated with him. She didn't become frustrated. No, she did everything she could do within those 12 years before God healed her. But guess what? She was still moving. She was still believing. So don't give up like they said on today. Don't give up and don't give in because God got you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Well, Restream says, it received 100 messages today.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. Wow. Jesus, let me tell y'all, y'all some powerhouses. So in closing on today, I just want to tell all my listeners, share this broadcast, and I know those will come and listen to the replay. Is any more comments down there, Mama, Mama, that you may see you want to read off?
It says, powerful women, thanking God for the testimony.
Yes.
Thank God for wisdom, love. Lord, we are thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed, yes, be encouraged.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Only believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you, you're blessing so many women, and I looked at all of your literature, and I didn't see a way that the women could bless you back. If I wanted to give to the ministry, is there a cash app or something?
Yes.
I don't see anything on there about I'm blessed to bless you back.
It's a two-way
street.
Okay. Yes, it's my cash app is Hope Victorious. It's all one word, Hope Victorious.
Amen.
Yeah, that is it. I know it's so amazing because I don't ask for an offer, and I just give, you know, and just give and give. Oh, my God, Father Mary. It's Hope Victorious. My cash app is Hope Victorious, all one word, yes.
Put it in the chat.
Oh, put in the chat. Dana, could you put that in the chat for me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna send it to you. All right. Thank you, Cousin Camille. Send it to you. Okay.
Send it to me. When I'm blessed, I like to bless back. Old folks that don't let me miss my blessings.
Dana,
go to the ball. She put it up already.
Dana, okay. that's my Pearlie's niece.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you, everybody. Thank
Dana,
you.
Everybody give Dana a shout out because she's a young wife and mother, but she is a powerhouse.
Excellent.
In the Lord. I'm telling this girl here, and she's studying the word.
And I'll take your call. I'm not sure before we close out. If you press one, I'll take your call. The ones who are dialed in. But if not, we're gonna just if these ladies want to say something before we close out.
I just thank God for being we went to ask God to take over whatever we had to say. Lord, speak through us that someone would be. Someone will sit there and listen to the word and feel better about themselves, know God answers prayer, and feel that God's going to be there no matter what we need in our life. He brought us this far.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not talking to the spring chickens either. You're talking to some kind of hens like roosters. God still got us holding on, okay? God is great. I love him. I love him. I love him. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Mary and Dot, too.
Amen.
Especially
thank you, our
pearly friend. Winnie Dot. I said, I can tell them, I can't got nothing to say. Now I can't shut up. All right. Talk to y'all later.
I probably, I knew it was going to be like that. Amen. My spiritual mother, Reverend Moore, you want to say something?
I'm getting all kind of messages. My sister-in-law, Cheryl Moore, said this session is a blessing, and she is so encouraged. she's going to trust the Lord like the woman with the issue of blood. She's yet holding on and trusting. God is faithful and uses all of you for his glory.
Amen, Cheryl. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen, Cheryl. Hey, Mama, you want to say something before we hang up, Mom?
Oh, I think I said it all.
Hey, I thought she said, she was so nervous. Now she told me, I can't shut up.
It's great. It was just so wonderful.
Amen.
Bless God. Switch your Tuesday. You're on the line.
Yes.
Giving you treatment and then a word from the Lord. And I just pray that God will continue to bless you, Rhonda.
Amen.
Your word from on high. Good seeing you, Reverend Mary Moore. Good seeing you. It's a word, honey. We're studying the word. It's been a Bible Institute for 5 whole years.
Oh, my goodness.
Sure is. That's about the word. That's about the word. Y'all, I'll never forget that time in my life.
Mm.
Yes, ma'am. It's because of Mary that I had to walk the straight and narrow. Let me tell y'all this. When I was a young woman, and maybe not even that young, but I was still doing my thing in the church. That's what I'm telling you, saved people.
Yes.
You guys are so Jesus Christ in the part of your sin.
Yes, Lord.
I thought I was doing the right thing until Mary was like, oh, I'm not going that way. I'm not doing these things anymore. And I took a look at her advice. You guys are walking
an off day.
It goes on by itself sometimes.
Hmm?
Yeah.
So this off.
So I had to dial back in. Yeah, just get one moment. Okay. Oh, man.
Can't get it.
Dana, dial back in.
Oh, that's because we passed our time, right?
Is it? No, I've had a little longer today.
She can hear. Dana said she can hear.
She can hear? Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I am so sorry. The thing just cut right off. Okay. All right. But I see somebody is still on. Okay. So I don't know because she can, but she can hear. Dana says she can hear. Okay, good. Okay. Amen, amen, and amen. So, okay, you guys. So I guess that's our cue. So thank you all. Oh, my God. Thank you all so much. I really thank you, Deaconess Brown, my mama, Liddy Martin, Deaconess Martin, and Reverend Dr. Moore. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I am just so happy that y'all joined me on today. And let me tell you, listen to this replay, guys, because these women are fire. And look, they keep me on my toes. They keep me on my toes. So let me
take it. On with you,
Renee. Renee
Pickett, she's been on the whole time.
Oh, hey, there's Renee.
Jean Hunter.
Hi, Jean Hunter.
Yeah.
Hey, Jean. Hey, Deaconess Jewel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, of course, my niece, Camille.
Yeah, hey, Reverend Camille.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and thank you, Nikki, for sending that link over this morning. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, and I bless you. I lift up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today, and I thank you for every day. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your grace, for your mercy, God, for all these testimonies, God. Lord, I do thank you, and I just encourage you all to just keep continuing to trust God. It's in Jesus' most precious name we pray, and we thank you, God. For, Lord, you said that we shall confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that you have raised your son from the that thou shalt be saved. And we do thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Anybody who want to email me to go over the plan of salvation, you can always email me at hopevictorious@gmail.com, or you can email on Facebook at Hope Victorious. You can inbox me or in Instagram. Everything is Hope Victorious. YouTube, Hope Victorious. Amen. So God bless you all and have a wonderful day. Let me see. I just got a text. Thank you, everybody. And Della, hey, Reverend Della. Reverend Della is on. Adela Mutchison, Deaconess Adela Mutchison. Yeah, Penny just texted me. Hey, Trey, Trey. So I want to say God bless you all, and I'll see you all again on next Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard, no, Pacific Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time is 10 o'clock, and Pacific Standard Time is 9 o'clock. No, Pacific Standard Time is 7 o'clock. Central Standard Time is 9 o'clock. You're all these hands, Eastern Standards, Pacific Standards, all these different time zones. God bless you all, and I'll see you all again next Tuesday. God bless.
God bless.
God bless you all, and thank God for these all these speakers. I don't even want to let y'all go, but I know I got to go. Love you all so much. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye.